Welcome to episode two of Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. It's great to be back here on the podcast air. It was an interesting reaction to the first podcast. Some people liked it. Some people had some critiques, which is fine. You know, I wasn't asking for critiques per se, but some people gave them, and that's you have to deal with that when you're putting stuff out there. People are just going to tell you their opinions. And the one that kept coming up was that people thought I would be better off if I had a sidekick or guests, and because I have somebody to work off of, I wouldn't just be talking to myself in my apartment. And yeah, that's pretty obvious. Yeah, I probably would work out better, but I'm trying to do something. I'm experimenting with this because I am trying to find ways to create new material for myself, and also because it's not easy to get guests or sidekicks. You know, I've looked all week. I've looked far and wide, asking various sources if they wanted to be guests. I have a possible guest that actually lives in my building who's a bit of a celebrity, and I'll have her on maybe, you know, at some point as soon as I get the place cleaned up. But you know, as far as a sidekick, I was trying to figure out who I could get, and I was looking around, and I thought, oh, you know, last week I told you about the old Russian guy in my building. He was about the only one that would actually agree to get with me this week, so we're going to try him out. He's right here. I don't even know his name because he doesn't speak English. Old Russian guy, how are you, sir?
Hello.
That's great. I remember, hello is the only word you actually know, right? Okay, sir. No problem. Just relax. We'll see how this goes. You know, people said I needed a sidekick and somebody to work off of. They didn't see I needed somebody that actually could speak English. That would be obvious, wouldn't it? Okay, old Russian guy, we're going to have you stay here. This is sort of an audition. If it works out, you got a job with no pay. And if it doesn't work out, you go back to smoking in front of the building. How's that sound? Okay. It's like a Russian Jerry Lewis here. Anyway, I just wanted to say that there's been a lot of technological glitches in putting this podcast project together. I obviously was not brought up with computers. I'm too old to have been a kid when computers came into being, and so I don't know much about computers. My friend who has put this together for me, or with me, I should say, because I've been with him the whole time, but he's done all the actual work. He goes to the Apple store and takes those one-on-one classes and comes back and tries to remember and apply these things. His name is Wesley Harris, good friend of mine. And but the thing about Wesley is he's only about 5'10" clicks ahead of me technologically, maybe 20 at the best. And so we're always running into snags. There's always a point where, you know, you think you do everything right. You think, okay, I did this. You're like, okay, for example, I'm trying to upload this podcast to the iTunes store. And they ask for the URL. Now, hey, I kind of know what the URL is. And I put in the URL and they said invalid address. Now, how could it be an invalid address? It's my address. Unless I'm illegally parked in my URL. I don't know. It's kind of weird. Then I've been calling Apple a lot, Apple Care, because I still have the Apple Care plan. When I bought my MacBook, I spent the extra money because I knew that I was going to have a lot of questions, and I think these people are thoroughly sick of me after about 3 years. And you know, when you call the Apple Care, well, they've got that stupid that robot voice, that computer guy thing. That, you know, welcome to Apple Care, and they ask you, you know, what product are you calling about? And no matter what I say, it doesn't seem to register to the computer. I'll say I'm calling about my MacBook, and they'll say, is it a MacBook? Is it a MacBook Pro? Is it a MacBook Air? I say it's a MacBook. I'm sorry, I'm having trouble. Is it a MacBook? And then I start cursing at it. I start yelling, using profanity, and eventually it sends me over to a live person who I'm always pretty polite to, and then they try to help me. But I'm pretty sure they're pretty sick of me over at Apple, because now they're not even answering. They're telling me that they can't answer. They have to send me to a special department where, you know, I just had a question about GarageBand today, and I sent me to the special apps department. When I got to the special apps department, a guy said, oh, we don't know anything about GarageBand. We'll have to send you to the GarageBand department, wink, wink. And so they sent me over there, and I was waiting, and the voice came on and said it'd be like a 15-minute wait, and I was like, well, the heck with this. And I just Googled my question, and, you know, thank God for Google. I don't know what we did before Google, but Google gave me the answer to the question I was looking for, and I was able to take care of it. I'm feeling really kind of altered. We just you know, we set our clocks back. I still don't understand that. Ever since I was a kid, I don't understand, why do we have to change the time? I mean, why just because it gets dark earlier or dark or later? It doesn't make any sense. When I was a kid, they always said it was because the farmers, something to do with the farmers have to get up, and they don't want to get up in the dark. And it's just like, don't the farmers know about the earth and the element? Can't they figure this out on their own? Does the whole world have to change the time because of the farmers? I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. I really don't understand. And I was talking to somebody recently in Arizona, and she told me that they don't even bother with that anymore. They just keep the time as it is. And so, and I think that's what we should do. Just, you know, if it gets dark, it's going to get dark earlier anyway. Why do we have to make it even darker earlier? I don't understand. It seems kind of stupid. I just want to talk about my, I have a fan base in India. I know India has about, maybe 1 billion people. I'm not really sure. I know it's a big country. And, I have a fan base there that many people don't know about. And, that fan base consists of, at this point, one fan. I have one fan in India, which I haven't been to India. So that's, you know, just the fact that I have even one fan is pretty cool. And his name is Abs, and that's a short for, that's what he calls himself. He tells me to call him. He's got one of those long Indian names that, you know, he thankfully, let's me call him, you know, a shorter name. And he, you know, told me he liked the podcast. You know, he's very, very interested in Hollywood, as lots of people are. And he wanted to know, what did he want to know? He wanted to know about women, which I don't know very much about. And he wanted to know about celebrities. And so I thought I would tell a celebrity story from about, I would say it was about 12 years ago or 13 years ago, and this involves Jack Nicholson. A friend of mine was in a movie, a friend of mine at the time, was in a movie with Jack Nicholson. And so I got invited to go with my friend to the wrap party. You know, and for the people who don't know, the wrap party is when the movie ends. They throw a party to celebrate the end of the movie, and everybody connected to the movie and friends and family, if you're invited, you can come. And so this is a big movie. This was the movie As Good As It Gets with Jack Nicholson and Helen Hunt and I forget who else, Greg Kinnear, people like that. And so it was held in one of these nightclub places on La Cienega Boulevard. I went there with my friend. And before going there, I used to hang out at the cigar shop. That particular week, Jack Nicholson was on the cover of this cigar magazine with an interview because he's a cigar smoker, or was. I don't know if he still smokes cigars. I don't hang out with him. We don't keep in touch. So at the time, one of the guys hanging out at the cigar shop was a guy that dealt in Cuban cigars. Cuban cigars, as you know, or you might know, not might not know, is considered contraband. And it's almost like drugs. You gotta buy them on the black market. And so when I told this friend of mine I was going to this party and I was more than likely going to see Jack Nicholson, he gave me two Cuban cigars to give to him as a gift. which is very nice. So I had to keep myself from smoking them, but before I went. But anyway, went to this party and was very excited. I was going to see Jack Nicholson. So I'm walking around the party with my friend, and we see this little roped-off area, reserved for Mr. Nicholson. But nobody's in there. And another roped-off area reserved for Helen Hunt. Nobody's in there. So we're walking around. And we can't find him. So finally my friend says, Al, you just wait here. I'm going to walk around. I'm going to look for him. And so I'm waiting, and then my friend comes, and he goes, Al, he's at the bar. He's by himself. And I was like, okay. So we go to the bar, and there's Jack Nicholson. And my friend, who had worked with him, so he knew him, he said, Jack, this is my friend Al. And Jack gets this kind of weird look on his face, like he's distressed. And he looks at me, and he goes, you look like mud. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, Jack Nicholson is humiliating me. He's putting me down. He's saying, I look like mud. And he goes, well, what do you mean? He goes, you look like Malamud. My old friend, Al Malamud, the sports writer, he just passed away. You look like a younger version of him. And so, basically, he was a little bit, sad because, or a lot sad because I resembled this guy. I was sorry that his friend died, but I was glad that he didn't think I just looked like mud. That wasn't just like, you look like mud. You're a mud pie. And anyway, so I say to Jack, I brought you these two cigars. And in a plastic bag, I said, and he got real excited. He was just like, oh, you're a cigar hound like me? I go, yeah, this friend of mine, gave these to me to give to you. Enjoy them. They're from the island of Cuba. And I told him I saw him on the cover, or I actually read his interview in this magazine. And he got excited about that, too. He goes, you saw that? Like, well, yeah, Jack, you're friggin' like the biggest movie star in the world. Yeah, I saw that. I see a lot of stuff with you. And then we started talking back and forth. And I swear for like 1 minute, I forgot I was talking to Jack Nicholson. I thought I was just talking to a guy. Like a guy from my neighborhood. We just were just two guys talking. And then something happened. A waitress came and she got in our way. And then he got distracted. And, it went back to realizing that he was Jack Nicholson and I was me. Al Berman, live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. So that's my little celebrity story for you Abs out there in India. Abs, try to get me more Indian, fans. I mean, if I just get two, I've doubled my fan base. And so that's it. I think I've had enough. I think you've had enough of this podcast this week. Thank you for listening, if you've listened. And if you're not listening, then I don't have to thank you. But we'll see you next time. Take care.